שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא ללמוד מהירי.
We are reading selected excerpts on the topic of learning from the descent. You can ask questions on Kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions will be aired during the lesson.
So, let's continue. Number 6.
ציטוט מספר 6, בעל הסולם, שמעתי מאמר קוף צדיק
א', excerpt number 6. This is from Shamati, the time of descent. One should behave in a manner of fearing the exaltedness, to know the merit and the distance between him and the Creator. It is difficult to understand this with a superficial mind, or have any possibility of connection between the Creator and creation. During the descent, he feels that it is impossible that he will have a connection or belonging to the Creator by way of dvikut, since he feels that servitude is a foreign thing to the whole world. In truth, this is so. But in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. This means that it is a matter that is above nature, that the Creator gave this gift to creation, to allow them to be connected and adhered to him. Hence, when one becomes reconnected, he should always remember his time of descent so as to know, understand, appreciate, and value the time of dvekut. So he will know that now he has salvation above the natural way.
Let's see what he's talking about. I'm in the will to receive. After many actions over the years, I came to a point where the upper light is influencing me, and it's bringing me to a state where I can tolerate the restriction. Restriction means I want nothing for myself. Truly nothing. As if I'm dead. I'm willing to be isolated, disconnected from everything there is. Moreover, I accept this state with gladness. And then I discover in the restriction that this state where I disconnect from the will to receive is the state of the Creator. And I enter with him into a point of contact. I go and I open up my restriction to a certain area, meaning I expand the point of restriction to a certain surface area, where in this area there is no me, there's only the Creator. According to how much I open up such a surface area, what does it mean? In my qualities, my thoughts, my desires, then in them I begin to feel the Creator, who's also present in that same state, except I came to it from annulling myself, and he himself, this is his nature, his quality, it's him. And so I begin to get to know him. So this is only annulment. Then you also have bestowal in chasadim, then receiving in order to bestow, the light of Chokhmah, completely opposite, we don't even understand how opposite it is.
But
as he writes, one should behave in a manner of fearing the exaltedness, to know the merit and the distance between him and the Creator. It is difficult to understand this with a superficial mind, or have any possibility of connection between the Creator and creation. It's hard to understand how it can be, because these are two opposing forms of nature, two different paths. And during the descent, he feels that it is impossible that he will have a connection or belonging to the Creator. And it's true. This is the truth, that specifically during the descent, as we see in corporeality, we see there's no connection. This is already a form of revelation. There's no adhesion, no tvikut, because he feels that servitude is a foreign thing to the whole world. And in truth, this is so. But in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness, meaning that is a matter that is above nature. Above nature, not inside the person's nature, but there will come a force and open your eyes that the Creator gave this gift to creation to allow them to be connected and adhered to him. How? But there awakens in him a desire for it and somehow the ability to do it. Hence, when one becomes reconnected with the Creator, he should always remember his time of descent. Remember his time of descent. So as to use it, not just to remember it, to kill his mood or to be prideful, no. So as to know, understand, and appreciate the value and value the time of Dvekut. Meaning by that we grow the Dvekut, the adhesion. So he will know that now he has salvation above the natural way. Since if the Creator would not shine to him, he would surely not come out of it. He would remain in a state of a beast or a descent. Clear? So our entire true state begins from the restriction.
About the Tzimtzum, the restriction, how do we need to play in order to come close to that state? Do I need to imagine that I'm willing to give up everything, or what?
Not in this life. In this life, you continue doing everything you need. Rather, all the actions that we make are group actions only. Only in a group can you realize it. Outside the group, whatever you do, it's corporeality.
What am I giving up on? Spirituality?
You give up everything in order to strengthen the group and bring it to 10 parts as one.
Where am I, or what's left of me?
Nothing. Only the fact that you did it. The result.
So what is the Tzimtzum then?
You are building, you're constructing a building. The more and more you build it, you yourself disappear more and more inside this building. As the building is completed, you disappear.
I am the building now.
You're included in it, integrated. The building is the 10, and you're integrated in it. What does it mean? You constructed a building. You managed to organize them in your eyes in such a way that through your contribution, your exertion, your work, they connect. They become as the Shekhinah.
No. Ma.
איך מתקרבים למצב הזה של צמצום?
So how do we approach this state of צמצום? Because I feel the opposite. I feel I want more and everything for myself, more and more. So what am I supposed to do? Give up on that?
תנסו לחשוב שאתם לא רוצים כלום.
Try to think that you want nothing. Why is it so difficult? From that, you will understand your state. Toward the point of restriction. From restriction begins spirituality. Until the restriction, the tzimtzum, it's corporeality. Tzimtzum, restriction, also becomes later the middle point of tiferet, the point of free choice, the true point of choice.
No.
Rav,
one who manages to come to the Tzimtzum is someone who already received something before in spirituality?
No, it's a result of one's labor, exertion.
Yeah, but basically Tzimtzum needs to be over something you already received, no?
No, it's a restriction on my reality. I don't want to be in this reality. I'd rather die.
What do you mean? I don't want something in spirituality, or I don't want something in corporeality, or not everything here and there?
I want nothing but to have the point of annulment towards the Creator. That point needs to remain a grasp in the Creator. In what? In nothing, as long as it's for Him, relative to Him.
Meaning it doesn't matter what the action is,
my dear, think about it. We can't steal everyone's time.
The annulment in the 10, can we understand it as restriction?
Yes, this is the true action that brings you to annulment.
So what we read here basically talks about three things. One, to allow them connection with Him, etc. Two, the reminder about the state of descent, and through the by way of nature. You know, there's no connection between these things.
In my opinion, just add that.
Yeah, in my view, okay. But what does it mean to enable them connection and dvikut with Him? That's one.
Don't you feel he's playing these exercises with you?
But you're saying you have to die first.
Of course, how can you be connected to the Creator without dying, without killing oneself? How will you do it? While your will to receive continues to exist?
It's unclear how will I die and make the connection with Him.
Because you'll do it in the will to bestow.
But how should I behave? What does it mean to die and then connect? Can you explain that to me? How can someone dead do anything?
Specifically, that's when you start the new life.
So can you open it up a little bit? We don't understand it. You say die and then connect. If I die, I just die.
What does it mean, dead? What dies?
Okay, that's what I want to clarify. What's die? What dies?
Dead, meaning that self-interest, how to call it. In order to receive, that's what dies. Simply. You don't want it.
How do I behave in the 10 as dead?
From that, you behave.
I'm already in the 10, what do you mean?
Everything in order to... In order to kill myself in my will to receive, I now care only about the existence of the 10, and that they will connect, and that we will be able to reach a state where the Creator is revealed between us, and will be delighted by it. And for me, I want nothing. I want only to cause that. So this would happen outside of me, and nothing for myself. I I restrict that and I keep it. I want nothing.
So it means like barely speaking and barely.
Well, why do you mean barely speaking? Tell me, you have kids, little kids. The big ones, it's later, they corrupt life. But the little kids, when you want to bestow to them everything, all the good and abundance, and you organize everything to them, and you do everything, love obligates you, right? So you're constantly thinking about them. What's the problem? And I seemingly don't exist. I have no desire for myself, nothing. You ate, I ate, you drank, I drank. What didn't you do? I didn't think about myself. I didn't even feel any taste in food. I have done everything to continue taking care of them.
Question, I have to reach that or I have to force myself to be as dead?
Try. I'm telling you in advance that you need to reach this, so you will accelerate the time, or you remain in this problem.
He writes here about remembering the state of descent. Why do I need to remember the state of descent?
You learn from that. Why did we go through those things? To learn from them. Okay, let's continue. Who asked and that you then removed those question marks? Who had a question? Oh, they wanted to ask. It happens to us too. Jerusalem.
The memory or depiction of the state of descent prevents the person from being taken down.
Nothing is understood. Nothing is clear.
Why the memory or depiction of the state of descent prevents the person from being taken down? Why is it important for a person to remember the descent? What's happening there? What does it give him?
You're following in the footsteps of Tzvika. Okay. We need to learn from the state of descent. Look at it as the real state. They show us who we are. By the reforming light, the group, through. No, all this means we're not in the true state, because from there you cannot rise, but you have to remember about it during the ascent. Is worthwhile because it gives us a discernment. Where are we compared to that?
Does that prevent the person from being lowered? It gives him vessels. That's what it's about.
I'm not afraid to go down. To descend. I understand it's unpleasant and there's fear of descending. It's true, but ultimately, you'll have to go through all those states. You want to go through these states during the only in ascent. In an ascent, then connect in the group, be integrated, and there, then you will transform your personal states to group states. That's it. So you won't have any individual personal states. Integrate in the group and start moving with them. Москва.
Как десятка может помочь человеку прийти к сокращению, или это зависит от самого человека?
How can the 10 help the person increase the feeling that it depends on the person himself?
It's very difficult for a person to come to it. It's hard, but you know, there are many. You think we're only the only ones who are doing this? There are many people in the world who try one way or another to be in it, to come close to it. The problem is that the progress is. I don't know how to say it. Well, we'll understand it later. I also don't want to criticize anything. Everything has its place. Let's continue.
Quote number 7. This is from Rabash, from What is the Smell of His Garments in the Work. When a person is in a state of ascent, he must learn from his state during the descent in order to know the difference between light and darkness, as it is written, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. However, for the most part, a person does not want to remember the time of darkness because it pains him. And people do not want to suffer for no reason. Rather, a person wants to enjoy the state of ascent that he is in. However, one must know that if he considers the descent while he's in an ascent, he will learn two things from this, which will benefit him, and he will therefore not suffer from descents for no reason. One, he must know how to keep himself as much as he can from falling into a descent. Two, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness. At that time, he will have more vitality and joy from the state of ascent, and he will be able to thank the Creator for bringing him closer to Him. That is, now, a person has a good feeling from being in a state where he understands that it is worthwhile to be a servant of the Creator, since now he feels the greatness and importance of the King. But during the descent, it is the complete opposite. The body asks him, what will you get out of wanting to annul before him and cancel yourself from this entire world and care only about how to bring contentment to the Creator? When a person considers both extremes, he sees the differences between them. At that time, he has the values of a different importance than he thought about the ascent. It follows that by looking at the descent rises in him to a higher level than he feels without looking at the descent.
So, can we truly use the time of descent during the ascent? Do you understand how to do it? I don't hear an answer. You think yes? No. Okay, so we have a workshop. Please. Nevertheless, we are going through both of these states. How can we use the time of descent during the ascent so that we extract maximum benefit from it? What kind of benefits can we extract from it by working with the descent during the ascent? What does it mean to work with the descent during the ascent? I tarnish my ascent by that? What does it mean? How do I draw the impression from the descent to the ascent in order to improve, to benefit my advancement? Go ahead.
Well, we learn that from your actions we know you, and this is how the upper force manages the desire, and it governs this state of between ascents and descents, and in maintaining both things, we actually study the actions of the Creator upon us, and we don't identify with this or that state, but would rather see that He is the operator.
I think we need to focus on the middle line, to be the to be aware that there will be states of the left side, the descent, more coarseness, but it's only to bring us to a prayer, to draw the light and to balance the connection between us and the work between us. So it's a matter of habit, become second nature, constantly work in the middle with the friends.
So the question is, if I'm now in a descent, how do I attract the impression from the ascent, or vice versa? So you have to prepare for the descent. And like in the beginning, you talked about the tzimtzum, and the goal of escaping completely from the will to receive and being completely dependent on the ten. And if we do the job, then the ego resists. So we have to just use the strength to lower myself, my ego.
Yeah, if I'm in an ascent, meaning I have importance of the Creator, the friends, and the path, I can, and if I remain static, they'll need to give me something from above to give me room for work. Or I can revive that state, remember how it was in the descent, and from the gap that will appear, I'll have room for prayer, room for work.
After we kind of organize the importance and power and between us, etc., then we organize the true desire that we develop with.
The main benefit is that we're not waiting for these Rishimot to appear on a different coarseness, in a different form, on the path of Beito, and it's time. Rather, we want to awaken from ourselves this leverage for ourselves, the lower layer of the sandwich, so we have something to cover anew. So as much as possible, integrate and with our attention, pay attention for how the gap grows more and more, we can balance it between us.
When we take a look at this question, then it begins to be confusing. Me, we, where is the descent, ascent? And the only thing that exists is the connection between us. And if that's what exists, so there's something in this connection that now it takes all the strength, the power, that's what's needed, that and I wasn't just given the ascent but it's in order to do our part.
Well, it seems from this impression that the only thing there is for a person is how much of an animal he is. When he has importance, he's willing to do everything. When he doesn't have importance, he's willing to burn everything. So it turns out that from a few ascents and descents, a person needs to ask to go above reason, even if you have importance and impression. This impression is worthless.
We're moving to quote number 8. This is from Rabash, from the article "What Is You Shall Not Plant for Yourself" in Ashira by the altar in the work. Every descent is a trial. If a person can endure the trial, meaning that the thought that comes to a person causes him to see if he's under the governance of Kedusha or not, during the descent, a person can see that at the time of ascent, his whole structure was built on the will to receive for oneself. During the descent, a person cannot make any calculations. But afterward, when he receives nearing from above once more, which comes to a person by what is written, "I'm the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity," meaning that even though a person is still in the authority of self-love, still an illumination comes to him from above, called an awakening from above. At that time, he must awaken the state of descent that he had by himself and think what was the reason he received the descent, and what he must correct so as not to come into a descent once more. A person must believe that the fact that he suffered a descent is because he was thrown from above. This is why he fell into such lowliness. At that time, he can work on himself, correct corrections so he does not fall again, since he must believe that the descent is a correction for him.
Again,
every descent is a trial. If a person can endure the trial, meaning that the thought that comes to a person causes him to see if he's under the governance of Kedusha or not, during the descent, a person can see that at the time of ascent, his whole structure was built on the will to receive for oneself. During the descent, a person cannot make any calculations. But afterward, when he receives nearing from above once more, which comes to a person by what is written, I am the Lord who dwells with them in the midst of their impurity. Meaning that even though a person is still in the authority of self-love, still an illumination comes to him from above, called an awakening from above. At that time, he must awaken the state of descent that he had by himself, and think what was the reason he received the descent and what he must correct so as not to come into a descent once more. A person must believe that the fact that he suffered a descent is because he was thrown from above. This is why he fell into such lowliness. At that time, he can work on himself, correct corrections, so he does not fall again, since he must believe that the descent is a correction for him.
Pilot.
Questions?
The issue of clarifying why was the descent and not repeating it. On the one hand, he's saying he has to understand it comes from above. On the other hand, he says you have to understand, like make conclusions for the next time. How do you draw conclusions in the descent?
How do you make any conclusions from the descent? This is really the important thing. I'm asking everyone. In a moment, I'm fallen. What do I need to do? In what state do I want to be? Do I want to be in if I know that in a moment I'm falling? It's a workshop. What do I do if I know that a moment from now I will fall?
Trying to establish some safety net to strengthen the ties with the ten so that they can pull me back and then leave me a rope that we can then grab.
Yeah, the importance of the framework that is something that can hold me in any state. If I have a job in dissemination and lessons and connection with the friends all over the world, and these connections can help me in each and every state in order to take me out of the descent. It's like an insurance that can surely help me.
beyond all the strengthening with the metal framework, so to speak. Sure, but I have to first just see that my reason is corrupted, that it's all in the ego, and start sorting the desires and not be in this euphoria that everything's is good, that I'm a lecturer, I'm doing all kinds of things, whatever. But to make this effort to get into the friends and even burn the ego so it hurts where it resists.
Framework, a daily framework, reminders, timely reminders, sources open on the computer to be integrated in the 10 all day long and in our sources, and invest in the society. But it's a must to establish the scheduled times for Torah. If you don't come back to spiritual refreshment, you begin to deviate.
Maybe from another angle, from looking at the states that I'm going through from a side, I'm supposed to see how the Creator is running my matter, and He's actually revealing to me His thoughts, His mind.
The conclusion, it's the same conclusion all the time. To strengthen as much as possible my connection with the society, with the sources, with the Kabbalists, with the path, in whatever way possible. That's what's needed. And to work on the importance of the process, not, you know, even the descent itself, you need to enjoy it. It's like skydiving. We jump, we fall, we're making all these formations, but check the parachute so we don't really fall. It has to be a gradual descent, not a fall.
Yeah, actually, our whole work is to check the parachute, because usually I think of it with my own mind, and we have to check it through the connection, through the quality of the stole. And if I check it with my mind, it surely, you know, misleads me. And its quality is only in connection and love. And beyond that, just to add the spice.
I think we talked
a lot about how to prevent the descent, the fall, how to come back from it. If you can come to a state where a person tells himself, I'm willing to lose everything now, and to have nothing, and to forget everything, and everything I've attained is lost, but to know that I continue to have a certain contact with the Creator, or to know that the friends are those, my friends are those who will attain it.
I think preparation is also critically important. And we have to go through a state of descent.
Right. Let's say that I strengthened myself, reinforced myself with the group. I built shackles and bars, iron bars, and I connected to them in heart and soul. I will not have a descent, or I will have it, but in what shape will it have? What form? Continue, please.
Well, if the framework doesn't help, as I said before, then I think that what we need to understand here is that during the descent, you're already working on the next descent. Now, also, Rav asked, how do I make conclusions to prepare myself for the next descent when I have strength, when I'm in an ascent? So I have to remember, maybe, how I remember that I was nothing, and am I not imagining now? Am I not fed by the, nourished by the ego? instead of by the upper force that will connect me to others and turn me into zero.
With the right preparation, a descent is transformed from something very tumultuous that takes a long time to return to myself. It could be a momentary thing where one moment, oh, a little pinch, and you enter with a greater force into the goal.
Nothing will change besides I have to look at everything from a different prism, different perspective, and take myself out of the equation and start working with the ten.
If I can be connected during the descent because I reinforced everything and connected with my heart and soul with shackles and everything, it's not a descent. It's like we read in the source material. Out of the connection, we're going down below to scrutinize something. The Creator takes this one, he uses that one. Doesn't matter. We are in this consciousness of the wheels that are turning and looking forward into it, and we're in the process. It's wonderful.
Yeah, Kabbalists are making a discernment between the descent and the brief moment that stops. So it's like in that brief moment, when I wasn't in the right frequency of the Creator, and then I get these several thousand volts of connection. So let's pray to reach these cessations of a brief moment, and the descents will be in a lower frequency, and that brief moments will come on a higher frequency.
Quote number 9.
This is from Rabash, how to recognize one who serves God from one who does not serve him. When does one learn and profit from the descent? Certainly not during the descent, for then he is dead. However, afterward, when the Creator revives him, meaning gives him an ascent, this is the time to learn what happened to him during the descent. Meaning, in what lowliness he was, what he craved, and what he expected, that if he were to have it, he would feel like a complete human being. At that time he sees that his entire life of being in descent was nothing short of the life of an animal. Let us take, for example, when trash is thrown into the garbage, when the cats in the area feel
that
there is some leftovers of an animal that was thrown into the trash, they find it and eat it. Sorry, there's a skip in the text. This is the time when this time to see the greatness of the Creator, that he can bring a person out of the miry clay, where he could drown and remain forever in the hands of the Sita Acha, and only the Creator has brought him out of there. Accordingly, he can see that during the ascent, a person should read everything that is written about the time of descent. From this reading, he will know how to ask the Creator for his soul, so he will not throw him once again into the trash. Also, he will know how to thank the Creator for raising him from the bottomless pit. As it was said, a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation.
מתי האדם לומד ולוקח תועלת מהירידה? בטח לא בזמן הירידה, כי אז הוא מת. אלא לאחר כך שהשם מחיה אותו.
Again, when does one learn and profit from the descent? Certainly not during the descent, for then he is dead. However, afterward, when the Creator revives him, meaning gives him an ascent, this is the time to learn what happened to him during the descent. Meaning, in what lowliness he was, what he craved and what he expected, that if he were to have it, he would feel like a complete human being. At that time, he sees that his entire life of being in descent was nothing short of the life of an animal.
It
turns out that there is great benefit in seeing his own lowliness, to what state he might come, and that only the Creator has brought him out of that lowliness. This is the time to see the greatness of the Creator, that he can bring a person out of the miry clay where he could drown and remain forever in the hands of the Sitra Acha, the other side, and only the Creator has brought him out of there. Accordingly, we can see that during the ascent, a person should read everything that is written about the time of descent. From this reading, he will know how to ask the Creator for his soul, so he will not throw him once again into the trash. Also, he will know how to thank the Creator for raising him from the bottomless pit, as it was said, a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation. Meaning, by the ascents and descents, that brings forth salvation.
Clear? Yeah?
To me, it sounds a bit egoistic, this explanation. The Creator put me, take me down, showed me how lowly and beast I am, and then he demonstrates his rulership over me. Of course, I don't want him to take me down, because I don't want to be a beast.
Well, you don't want to be an animal. Why is that egoistic?
Because ascent is still better in my eyes.
What is an ascent?
To have a desire to bestow.
To bestow, but in everyone, to love everyone, serve everyone, that's an ascent. So I want to be in that all the time. Why is it egoistic?
Egoistic because when he shows me his full control, how do I extract something from this that is beyond my ego?
No, not for the time being, but I long for it. Of course, it's all inside the ego, these games. That's why it's a game. It's not truth, but to play it as a game, it's already a step forward.
Still, then, what do I learn from it? I don't understand.
You learn from that, that neither during the descent nor during the ascent, that you are in control, not thrown around by some wind. You have partnership with the Creator. The Creator certainly dictates these states to you, and you determine how to use them.
What?
More?
I didn't understand how does it help me to... He writes here that during the ascent I have to read about the descent. How does that help? I don't understand.
He's explaining to you.
So how does it work? I don't understand. How does that work?
Is it written about it? Can someone explain to him? No one?
Oh, Asaf.
Asaf?
בדיוק כתבתי את זה, כי זה משפט מאוד חזק. אדם צריך לקרוא בזמן עלייה.
I just wrote it because it's a very powerful sentence. A person should read in the ascent everything about the descent. So it's not to read about what's happening in the descent, but what's written, maybe it has to do with what we talked about before, the letters of the work, that during the descent he receives new coarseness, new desires, and so during the ascent he's looking at what he had in the descent, and then he learns about the gap between him and the Creator, maybe something like that.
We'll hear a few more wise guys. It would be the same. Maybe I think we should hear again what Rabash is writing. Again, excerpt number 9 from Rabash. Article 29, how to recognize one who serves God from one who does not serve Him. When does one learn and profit from the descent? Certainly not during the descent, for then he is dead. However, afterwards, when a creator revives him, meaning gives him an ascent, this is the time to learn what happened to him during the descent, meaning in what lowliness he was, what he craved, and what he expected, that if he were to have it, he would feel like a complete human being.
If I would, you know, eat well, sleep well, I would make good money. That is a whole man. That's what I think of during the descent.
At that time he sees that his entire life of being in descent was nothing short of the life of an animal. It follows that the great benefit from this descent is that he sees his own lowliness, to what state he might come.
Only in the ascent he can observe the lowliness he is in during the descent, clearly.
And that only the Creator has brought him out of that lowliness.
Even without asking, the Creator did it. So now he needs to check what the Creator actually did, how much he put him in a bad state and then back to good. It's all the work of the Creator, but what does he learn from it?
This is the time to see the greatness of the Creator, that he can bring a person out of the miry clay, where he could drown and remain forever in the hands of the Sitra Acha, and only the Creator has brought him out of there. Accordingly, we can see that during the ascent, a person should read everything that is written about the time of descent. From this reading, he will know how to ask the Creator for his soul, so he will not throw him once again into the trash. Also, he will know how to thank the Creator for raising him from the bottomless pit. As it was said, a king who puts to death and brings to life and brings forth salvation, meaning from the ascents and descents, he brings forth salvation.
That a person will feel in his bones that he completely depends on the Creator, that the Creator is in his marrow, in his... Just imagine it, how he's in his marrow, which is the brain of the bones. It's not for no reason called Mocha Atzamot Gidin Basar Or. It's not the brain. It's the foundation of my bones. So I want to feel that the Creator is there determining everything. And then what do I want? To nullify. That's it. And then only relate to that point of annulment my adhesion to more and more and more identify with the Creator. In annulment, I don't identify, I only nullify myself. And then I want to add identification as much as possible. Yes, electricity.
It's like the covenant you signed during ascent. You sign it because you know that the states will come.
Well, let's say. Okay, yeah. Good.
He
writes there that he should know how to ask the Creator to not throw him again into the trash. Now, we know we seemingly need to ask to throw us into the trash and then bring us up.
Why not? We never ask about bestowal. For something bad, I can never ask the Creator.
But I can't avoid a bad thing.
Why to aspire? No, not to go into the evil. I want the next ascent to be the descent.
So treat the descent like an ascent.
Yes. Moscow.
Yeah, still, it's not entirely clear this situation when a person, especially where it says that then a person needs to awaken by himself the state of descent that he had and think about the reason for which he received this descent and that he must correct himself so this descent will not come to him again. So it's not clear why the correction now influences, somehow mitigates the descent. How can it be?
He nullifies himself towards the Creator in every respect. He knows that nothing depends on him, but everything depends on the upper desire, and that gives him an opportunity to annul himself, to reach the restriction. Now, what is the result, the conclusion of seeing that the Creator rules everything? This is clear. This is understood. It's an axiom. It's taken in advance as a given. So he does everything, he lowers this letter and brings above that letter, etc. He does everything. So what do I achieve through annulment? I only achieve one thing. I control by the restriction, by the power that I now receive of restriction, of annulment. I nullify my will to receive so that it doesn't rule over me, and then I open an opportunity for myself to identify with the Creator in a desire to bestow, so that I now take strength from the Creator and take a bite into my will to receive and shift it to in order to bestow greater identification with the Creator. Another bite of the will to receive into in order to bestow. Now, of course, I don't do anything here besides the decision each time. The power comes from above, the strength comes from above, the matter comes from above. The decision. That's why it's called Israel, Li Rosh, the head is mine. That's what's important. So the annulment that I achieve during the ascent, when I wish to be nullified, and I learn that from the descent, as in help me be an annulment. And when I ask that during the ascent, it helps me that after the annulment, I can then even add beyond the annulment my agreement with the Creator. And then we're already on the next plane. We were born in the next world.
А разве отмена не включает в себя согласие с тем, что будет дальше падение?
Isn't the annulment including the agreement to descend?
No. Why the descent? No. My annulment means that I nullify with respect to the Creator's rule. The rule of the Creator. That's what I nullify towards. The game here is only with regards to the Creator. The ascents, descents, all that, we need to use that, but towards what? Towards the Creator. And to always further connect.
Kiev. Раскрыли инновации сегодня две получилось. Олам Шалам и весь этот мир это рынок для Раби
Шимона.
Why did he say Mazel Ovochim? Congratulations, a Jewish blessing. No, so learn how to say it. How to say it right. Or go to Holland where they say it like that and say it right. Mazel Ovochim. It's Hebrew, but it's a Yiddish kind of articulation anyway. So what do you ask?
Сегодня вот было две новации на уроке. Получается, до урока были одни выяснения, на уроке сейчас раскрыли два новых, а после урока будут другие.
Turns out that before the lesson we had certain scrutinies in the lesson, other scrutinies after the lesson, different scrutinies about the essence and the sense. Is it best to scrutinize it during the tenth so it won't disappear?
I don't think it's just inside the ten, but also a person within himself, always scrutinizing, because it takes him to the degree of annulment, that he annuls himself. This is the most important thing. Please find for us, there's a lot of quotes about that. That's where we enter the ladder. We enter the ladder from self-annulment. Now, the fact that it happens in a group, by the pressure of the group, with the participation and the prayer and all that, sure, you can look at it together with all that, but it seems to us like we're dealing with many different kinds of aspects of the spiritual work that are separate and distant from each other. That's your complaint. So I'm telling you that everything you're doing is in order to bring ourselves to that one initial foundation of the ladder, which is that point of annulment or restriction. And we are towards that, we're facing that, and we want to start touching that, to enter that. It's not simple. It's not just, tuck, that's it, you know, restriction and it's done.
All
right, so we don't have Moldova today. Everything's okay. So, Dudi, tell us what's happening. I just want to ask, are you sending these materials in advance? People have that in front of them if they want to read it? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Dudi, yes.
Evening lesson. Today, 5:30 p.m. on Siva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a good day. Familiarity to one. Kabbalah Lam Congress in Moldova. We invite everyone to the Congress in Kishinev that will take place September 6th for information. Kabbalah.info/convention. Thank you and good day. Song.
אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי הנער שהזכיר לשמוע בקול רב, בקול רבו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי יתך והזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו.
בניו אשרי בנותיו להם רואה ונאמן אשרי העם שככה לא אור הזוהר יורד על כל אשרי העם שככה לא אור הזוהר יורד על כל